Yeah, so I was over doing a jungle retreat with a Shipibo family in the Amazon.
Wow.
And I was, you know, when I left, which was very early March, things were still pretty calm. And then I guess, you know, when I was 2 weeks into the experience, started to take a turn to the worse.
Yeah.
Basically, it was kind of challenging to get news. We had really limited Wi-Fi in the Amazon, the part that we were in. And yeah, so just, I guess, then all of a sudden we found out flights were cancelled and I guess things just started to deteriorate. But the whole time I was out there, I was, you know, lucky enough to be in a really good place where we had plenty of food and
yeah,
well looked after from the local community out there.
So what's your situation at the moment? Obviously, you would have been hearing that flights are getting cancelled. Prices of flights were going up. And obviously, if you're in the Amazon, it's not the easiest place to get back to Australia. So what's the scenario at the moment?
Well, the scenario, I mean, basically, when this was happening, it was easy to get anxious and caught up in the moment. But, you know, I think that what got me through was just living each moment by moment and then devising a plan day by day as information came through. So I made my way into Iquitos, which is the city closest to the Amazon in this part of Peru. And so I made my way in 3 days ago. And since then we've had regular contact with the embassy. And they've organised a flight out for us on Wednesday back to Melbourne, which is pretty bloody good news, to be honest, because it was looking pretty grim at one stage. There was very, very little contact from the Australian embassy. They were, I think the calls were overloaded.
Yeah.
And they weren't replying to their emails at one stage.
Yeah, the end is in sight. We have actually gone into self-isolation here. We're taking steps. But in Peru, it's a state of emergency. It's completely locked down. I actually read this morning they're actually only allowing genders out day by day. So how has the lockdown been for you guys there?
Well, I mean, to be honest, even though being in the Amazon where you had no information, it was probably a better place out there.
Right.
Because we could still go outside. We could still, you know, in the jungle. Who's going to come and tell us that we can't walk in the jungle? And but it was just, I guess, it really kicked in when we came into the city, into a kita.
Yeah.
And things are, you know, things. There's military everywhere. Yeah. There's male and female days.
So why male and female? Why did they separate the genders in that case? That's interesting sort of.
Yeah. Well, basically. People aren't really listening they're meant to be, you're supposed to go out for, you know, more than an hour a day.
Yep.
And keep contact very, very minimal. The social distancing rule hasn't really been applied too well by the people.
Yeah.
People just carrying on doing what they wanted to do. So to limit the amount of people and make it very easy for authorities to be able to spot that.
Yeah, right.
Rather than
you.
Having, you know, people can go out certain days. So obviously you can see a male on a female day, it's very easy just to go up and say, you know, you're going to apprehend you. So,
Marcus, you're a couple of days from returning to Australia. You do have 14 days in quarantine. But what's the first thing you're going to do once you step out of that hotel in Melbourne and you're a free man again?
I don't know. I'll catch up with my... I've got my sister and her husband picking me up.
Wrong answer, Marcus. It's isolate. Isolate is the answer.
Look, I've got 14 days in quarantine to learn the rules, so I'm going to dedicate one day to get up to speed with how this whole isolation thing works. There's got to be a special dictionary, doesn't there? Like an isolation for dummies or something.
Yeah.
It's all right. You've got time to download all the house party apps
and
get everything up and running.
There's no welcome party, mate. That's for sure.
I think one thing I've got is time. I can tell you that I won't be current affair to be telling you how bad the conditions are and it's a like environment in these hotels.
Yeah.
You can be sure that I certainly won't be whinging about where I'm at.
Well, Marcus, have a safe flight home. Excited and thrilled that you'll soon be returning to Australia. And, safe travels. All the best.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call and the care.